Glad you could be with us here tonight to ponder those eternal questions. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing here? And what does it all mean?
Baby, who's to say? Doesn't matter anyway. Just a little bit more.
need a woman about twice my age. Radiant nobility, gentility and rage. Splendor in the dirt, light on the draw. We go up with a broken break, each and every. Statuesque, raven dressed the goddess of the night. We're singing incantations with the candle burning moon. We can saw the spirits, baby, they know how to do their tree.
Must be
beside me, someone planted long ago. Oh, glory standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Oh, glory standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Indigo. I see your Southeast Asia. I can see El Salvador. I hear the cries of children and the other songs of war. It's like a mighty melody that rings down from the sky. Standing here upon the moon, I watch.
Be with you.
What you say to me?
Thank you. Well, that's it for 32491, Grateful Dead at the Knickerbocker Arena in Albany, New York. Wrapping up set two, you heard The Wheel, I Need a Miracle, Standing on the Moon, and Good Lovin', plus the encore U.S. Blues. Please stay tuned for a track from the new boxed set Friend of the Devils and more when the Grateful Dead Hour continues. It's the Grateful Dead Hour. I'm David Gans. I've got another track from the new boxed set for you. Friend of the Devils, April 1978, is 8 complete shows from that pivotal month in the history of the Dead when drums and space became a permanent fixture in the second set, enshrining the hero's journey from order to chaos and back again. My dear friend Steve Silberman, who died suddenly on August 29th, wrote the liner notes for Friend of the Devils, and he talked about it with Jesse Jarnow earlier in August for the good old Grateful Dead cast. Here's a little bit of that.
But what's so interesting about the advent of drums in space to me is that even though they weren't doing the drums in space sequence back in the day at the acid test and all that, there was something about that sequence that was absolutely perfect for psychedelics. Like it seemed to evoke the sort of disintegration of, you know, ordinary mind, and the stripping down of music to its essential primordial elements, so that I became a huge, yeah, I'm like a drone space fanatic. I hated when I got tapes in the mail that where they cut out the drums in space. I hated hearing phrases like, "Oh, that's when I go to the bathroom," because for me, all right, I'll just say it. I shouldn't say this, but drums in space is my religion. It was, you know, it really was.
This afternoon, streets turn gray, and I watch the cars below. Still I know I lead the way, cause I know where to go. And the world will fall. Nah, don't worry about me at all, cause I'm in no hurry. Nah, I know where to go. Don't worry about me. Nah, don't worry about me at all, cause I'm in no hurry. Nah, I know. Thank you.
Up on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas got a sound machine. Houston too close to New Orleans. So most of the cats are moving to speak to Cthulhu. Most of the time they're sitting and crying home. One of these days, standing there, better be going out of the door and down to the street all alone. Trucking like the dude down there once told me you got to play your
trucking. I'm going home. Whoa, be back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking. Oh, and I get back trucking on. And I get back trucking on. You gotta get back trucking on.
Dead & Company recorded July 16th, 2023 at Oracle Park in San Francisco. You can get lots of Dead & Company shows in a variety of audio and video formats from nugs.net. You also heard Estimated Profit, recorded in North Carolina, 4-12-78, and just released in the boxed set Friend of the Devils, April 1978, available now from dead.net. And you also heard a bit of talk from the late Steve Silberman, who wrote the liner notes for the box and spoke most eloquently about it for the good old Grateful Dead cast. Immense thanks to Jesse Jarnow for sharing that bit of audio and for making the Dead cast such a powerful and important document of Grateful Dead history. Next week on the Grateful Dead Hour, we'll get started on a complete show from April of 1983.
We will get back.
Watch out, stray cat people. Little red rooster's on the prowl.
And it's no wonder your reason goes bad.
Said coal mine.
Coal mine.
Oh, a coal mine.
You'll find Grateful Dead Hour playlists and other useful information online at gdhour.com. You might also want to bookmark dead.net, where you'll find a show from the Grateful Dead Hour archives posted every Wednesday. There's a Grateful Dead Hour page on Facebook, and I'm pretty easy to find on the other social networks, too. My performing schedule is posted at perfectable.net/gigs. With certain exceptions, I play a live show every day on YouTube and my Facebook page, D. Gans Music. I'll be in Oyster Bay and Manhattan in late October and at the Golden Road Festival in Central California in November. You can find my music and books in my online store, perfectable.net. My newest book is Improvised Lives, Grateful Dead 1972-1985, a collection of my photos and some stories to go with them. Perfectable.net. Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, announcing a Dark Star Orchestra mini residency November 15th and 16th and the Cosmic New Year's run December 30th and 31st. Tickets are on sale now. That's Dark Star Orchestra at the Cap November 15th and 16th and December 30th and New Year's Eve. More info at darkstarorchestra.net and thecapitoltheater.com. This has been Grateful Dead Hour number 1880. Thank you for your kind attention, everybody. I'm David Gans, and I'll meet you back here next week.